This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.
Get ready to kick up some dirt and mud because it's time for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl. SDORC is here to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. So whether it's bikes, buggies, trucks, or trikes, San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio brings you the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles and protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. Because, together, everyone achieves more. Now, here is your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks, welcome to SDORC Dirt Radio. Normally, this would be Bent Motorsports, but David is someplace out in the woods. He's got no signal, so he brought the A-team in, which is Audrey
Mason,
and her sidekick, Lady, or Miss FJ, commonly known when she was little as Michelle. She's
Hello.
With the San Diego FJ Cruiser Club, which is an interesting club, mainly because I think you're kind of the only club out there that in San Diego County that does FJs.
Correct.
That you know of?
Correct. Yeah. But we do accept everybody.
Oh, yes. Of course. Oh, it's not just a strictly an FJ club?
Correct. Okay. We did open it to all vehicles.
Oh,
yeah.
All four by four type vehicles?
But you
is
will
it
see
just
a
Toyota
lot of
vehicles,
FJs.
Or is it just
No,
is it everybody?
Actually, have... we're very inclusive. We have Jeeps, full-size Fords, yeah. Chevy Colorados. If it can go in the dirt and go somewhere fun, you're more than welcome to come with us.
Were you disappointed when Toyota stopped the FJ production?
I was.
I was, too. Because I thought they were on the right path.
Yeah.
I thought with the platform that of your vehicle... There was no place to go but up.
I agree. They could have made a couple improvements
on
what they had. And anything coming out after the FJ is just, it's ugly. I don't like it.
Well, and there's nothing in your arena.
I kind of think it sits in there up with the Bronco. Like, I think it's in the Broncos arena, in my opinion. But it's, in my opinion, you know, Ford falling off the road dead. Don't get me wrong, because I own two.
Yeah.
But the Yodas last forever. They go forever.
Well, they do.
Now, granted, it doesn't look anything like the original FJs. I got you. But they're way better than the original FJs. Isn't it amazing what the money people are getting for old FJs?
Oh,
and
yeah.
They're not capable. They're not capable. They drive that Chevy six-cylinder, you know, engine, and it's, I mean, yeah, it'll, I actually...
I disagree when you say they're not capable.
Well,
I've seen those things go all over.
Not fast.
Not fast, no, but they're crawler. You're talking desert people
yeah,
here.
I know. I had a buddy of mine going out to the desert. He was going dove hunting. Or no, he was doing some kind of hunting. Fell asleep. Rolled it off the side of the freeway. Rolled it like three times. Landed on his wheels. Shook his head. Looked around. Started it up, put it in gear, and just kept on driving.
Oh, my God!
It was all bent. I mean, the fenders, the hood, let me just see if it'll start.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. But I just like the look of it. I think they could have, there was so much future they could have done with that.
Yeah.
But Toyota, you're not old enough to remember, but I was a service manager for Toyota all the way back in the 70s. They would do the weirdest things. They would come out with a vehicle for 1 year. At like the Toyota MR2. Okay, well, that few more years, like 8, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And then all of a sudden they quit doing it. And then they would come out with a Corolla FX16 with an MR2 engine in it. They'd do it 2 years, and they quit doing it again. So they're kind of notorious for this, where they'll come out with the FJ. How many years was the FJ out?
You know, that's a little controversial because they stopped making them in the States before they stopped making them in, you know,
other countries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe it's 2018 was the last one.
Was it the last one? And when was the first year it started?
2006.
Yeah. I had a booker at KUSI bought one, purple and white, with a purple bottom and a white top.
Those are beautiful.
And she says, look what I got, Dave. I go, what are you doing in this thing? She goes, I love it. Well, are you going off-road? No. Well, then why did you? Because I love it. I like the looks.
Yeah.
And I did too. I like the, you know, I keep waiting for them to get cheap. You know?
They're maintaining their
value. They're not getting cheap.
Yeah.
Because I have a lot of Toyotas. I have 5 MR2s. I got a 4x4. I got a Corolla wagon. I got an 82 Supra. So I got Toyotas, but I can't. Those stupid things won't come down in price.
I'm okay with that.
I didn't hear you say the tow truck. So. Did you say the tow truck and all that?
Oh, yeah. I got a tow truck, too. The first and only one in the United States. So I'm a big Toyota guy, you know. How many miles do you have on yours?
96,000.
Oh, so you haven't got nothing on yours
yet.
Yeah,
I know. I put 96,000.
Because all my,
Toyotas
have got close to 300,000 miles.
Yeah. At this point, most of my miles are dirt miles.
Are they really?
They are.
So that's not your daily driver?
No. Well, yes, but I work remotely.
Oh.
So saves on the miles there.
So if somebody did have a 4x4 and they were interested in joining your club, what kind of criteria? Do you have any recommendations? I mean,
you know, just be kind and expect to be with a bunch of amazing people.
Yeah. You know what I had?
Let us know your skill level when you show up, because that's important.
I was with I had a Mustang club on this morning, and I was talking to them about people that she says we only have one rule, and you'll love this, Audrey. Only one rule to join our club: you have to participate.
Ugh.
You cannot come to our clubs and get in our club. Yeah. And if we have an event or if we have a show and you don't participate, you're gone.
Yeah.
And, you know me. How many cars do I usually get at KSI? 2, 3, 4?
Yeah.
We had 20.
Oh, my gosh.
And I said, well, how many in the
they
club?
They had to walk down
Oh, I got a better one than that. I said, so how many in the club? 20. Everybody was there. Everybody was there. And it was so funny.
That's the way to do it.
Because Holly says, okay, when you go in, and you just park in the, you know, in the back. Well, they did. They literally drove around in the back of the station.
Of the building?
So I come out, and I go, oh, my God, I got stiffed. There's nobody here. But there was one out front. Where did she go? So next thing I know, the lady, just like you, she comes out, and she goes, excuse me, where does the Mustang Club go? Where are you at? Well, we're out back like we were told.
Oh, cute.
Well, come on back out. So.
Super cute.
Well, and I really like promoting the FJ Club because you're right. It's a great organization. It's a lot of like-minded people. You learn a lot. Plus, if you're going to modify your vehicle, you know, and you don't know how to modify it.
We can definitely help with that.
Yeah, because
I'm good at spending other people's money. So.
Yeah.
Why does that not surprise me? Well, and you've tried almost everything out there. Are they still a lot of accessories for the FJ? Oh, yeah.
Right now, yes.
Are you a little nervous that they're going to start waning away?
Yes and no. A lot of them are in the junkyard when they do crash.
Okay.
Are no longer on the road.
But I mean, as far as accessories like winches and bumpers.
Oh, no, that's all going to be probably fine.
I think so, too. Because I think
fabrication and whatnot.
Yeah, and you know, I like the solid color ones. I like the two-tone when they first came out, but I've seen a couple solid color, and I go, ooh, I kind of like that solid color.
I do, too.
Yeah. Yours is solid, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. But mine's also a Trails team, so how you can kind of tell.
What does that mean?
That means mine came preloaded with extra fun stuff.
From the factory?
Yeah.
Really? So they had a special
package. Yeah.
No kidding.
Upgraded suspension, other little fun stuff.
Yeah, racks and what have you. Yeah. Hmm. Interesting.
Nice.
Probably runs longer than hers.
Oh, I can guarantee it'll run longer than mine. Mine will die well before the Yoda does.
Schwartz has got his Wrangler, and he comes in, and I go, so what are you driving this week? And I got a Lexus. Because he's in the shop all
again?
The time.
Yeah. He's in the shop more than anybody that I know.
And he doesn't go off-road.
I don't understand.
He's never been off-road. And this thing looks like it should be off-road. It's a Wrangler, oversized tires and wheels, big, massive bumpers front and rear.
Yeah.
Finally put a hard top on it.
Yeah.
And never been off-road. You guys ought to drag him out there or something.
I've offered a few different times. I told him, well, I talked trash to him and told him, let me show him how to drive his Jeep.
God.
So.
And you need to drive it and then let him ride. He would just have a heart attack.
I would scare him.
How do people join?
They just find us on Facebook, answer a couple You know, basic.
So what's on Facebook? FJ?
San Diego FJ Cruisers.
Okay. Bingo. Yeah. Right. How many got in the club right now?
You know, roughly? On the page, around 700.
Ooh. How many vehicles in the San Diego club, would you say? I mean, here locally?
Locally?
Or do you have them all over?
They are all over. Most of them are in San Diego and Arizona. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
A few from Colorado and Texas because we go to, you know, events outside of California.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you do get a little hardcore.
Yeah. They do have FJ Summit, and that's been canceled, but now they have the Roundup.
Does Toyota do anything? Does Toyota support?
No, and I wish they would. Yeah. That would be really cool.
That would be interesting,
I got some Toyota connections. Maybe I'll reach out and ask them why you don't.
Yeah, and if they need advice on how to come out with the next model, they really should talk to me.
Mm-hmm. I got a sneaky feeling, you know, most manufacturers don't like to talk about future products.
No.
But they do.
They don't want to get it out. They
but they do like to talk future products to you.
Right.
The end user. Because
we can give them ideas.
Well, the end user can tell them, say, by the way, you know, when you did this,
it sucked.
It really is not doing what you thought it would do. It needs to do this. And here's what you probably ought to think about doing.
Yeah.
But I hope that if they ever do come back, I hope they don't mess with the style and the look.
I would say that minor changes would be great. Yeah. Like the back window. If the back window rolled down, that would be a game changer.
Oh, really? Because it doesn't?
Nope.
It's a solid fixed window?
It's like, yep. It's like a little porthole.
And yours doesn't have, like, the Jeep has the half flip-top one, right? Yours doesn't do that. Yours is just a solid door that opens, right?
Oh, in the back?
Yeah.
The glass does pop open.
Oh, it does
pop open. Oh, it does pop open, but it doesn't go down in the door like you would like it.
Right. Well, I'm talking about the back seat doors.
Oh.
It has the suicide doors.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The back door doesn't roll down.
Oh.
So if you're a passenger in my back seat, yeah, it's very claustrophobic.
Oh, yeah. Interesting. Oh, I see what you're saying. The side door. Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
I didn't realize those were suicide doors.
Yeah, and who would think that there'd be suicide doors?
Oh, yeah.
Remember when Lincoln came out with the new ones? They came out with the new Continental in 2012 or something like that with normal doors. Everybody said you're making a big deal of bringing the Continental back and you don't have suicide doors.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know, it's too difficult. Well, how could it be difficult? The guys down at Burial Logan do it all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, if they can do it, you can do it. Yeah, I know, it's crazy.
Right?
So,
So for those newbies or beginners that want to come out, we do have an event coming up.
Yeah, what have
you
got?
It's going to be with the Off-Road Coalition, San Diego Four Wheelers, and Tierra del Sol 4x4 Club. Pretty sure some of the FJ Cruisers are going to be there as well.
We will.
Yes. And so we have Corral Canyon, which is out the 8 freeway, the 8 East. It's about 30 minutes outside of town. It's the Buckman Springs exit off the 8 freeway. You can look up Lake Marino, but it's Corral Canyon OHV. We're going to meet at Four Corners at the top. This is going to be Saturday, December 9th at Corral Canyon, Saturday, December 9th. We'll start at 8 o'clock in the morning. We'll go out and we'll do a trail maintenance day, cleanup. So it's a trash cleanup. Get out on the trail, have some fun, bring some trimmers, bring some chainsaws and some loppers, and trim some trees back at the same time. There's beginner trails out there for you. So if you don't have lockers, don't worry. Come on out anyway, as long as you've got a 4x4 vehicle, because even on the beginner trail, the outer loop trail, there is one section that does require you to have 4x4. But we will have different vehicles out there to make sure that you can get that. We will get you through the trail.
What about side by sides?
Side by sides are welcome at Corral Canyon, because Corral Canyon is green sticker and red sticker.
And it's right there at Buckman Springs?
Yeah, Buckman Springs exit. Off
right there
the
by
freeway.
The sign that says this freeway is.
You have to go down to Corral Canyon. So, yes, on my cleanup, I do the highway cleanup.
I just wanted to put that little spiffy out there.
We will be doing a cleanup here in the next couple weeks as well, too. So, if you have community service hours or anything like that, this December 9th trail maintenance day, I can technically write off your speeding ticket for you and your community service hours for your speeding ticket if you come out for that, or the highway cleanup that we will be doing as well.
You might as well have fun if you're going to have to make
exactly.
it back.
Exactly. Come on out to December 9th, Corral Canyon.
Okay, homework. You need to send me a text or an email and remind me.
Okay.
I will reach out to Works, W-O-R-X.
Yeah.
They have got the baddest little chainsaw. that's battery operated.
Ooh.
Like you would not believe.
And that's what I have. I have a mine's. It's not works. But it's a Makita one that I just stick a 5 hour on.
It's so cool. I mean, I've got that and trimmers and things, and you could just You know, you could actually drive by and just.
That's what my husband does.
Do you guys pick up the debris when it hits the ground, or do you not? Or do you let it just...
The forest doesn't want us to. What they ask us to do is they ask us to toss it back in the... as far as you can, back into the bushes. Okay, so 5-6 feet.
Well, because it'll disintegrate and actually becomes fertilizer.
It actually, and it helps with erosion control.
Right.
So when the big rains and stuff happen, having the brush built up a little bit before the trail helps to stop the runoff, the water runoff from creating huge ruts in the road, so which is very important.
Is there a sign up for that?
For
Corral Canyon?
Yeah.
Because you want to know how many people are coming?
Yes. There's a. It's not an online sign up. It's only the day of. It's literally just show up the day of.
Oh, so you don't have to sign up prior.
No, you don't have to sign up. You don't have to pay for the event. It's a free event. Come on out. Do a good deed. Have some good time on the trail. We'll do a really small raffle, and food will be provided. We'll do hot dogs, chips, and some little goodies from the Off-Road Coalition, San Diego Off-Road Coalition will provide food. Tierra del Sol and San Diego Four Wheelers will be there as well with the FJ Cruiser Club. Then we'll all go out. We generally pull the last time we had 80 vehicles come. And so there's several trails out there. So you don't need to, they broke off in groups of 6 to 8 vehicles and they all went and hit different trails. So
how many different trails are out there?
Sidewinder, Bronco Peak, Espinosa.
I guess he's answering the question, huh?
Yeah. I know for a fact Sidewinder needs to be done. I know for a fact Bronco Peak needs some trimming, as well as Espinosa. Espinosa has a solid, Espinosa's the outer loop. It's the quote unquote beginner trail. It's approximately a 20-mile loop around Corral Canyon, and it has only one area that gets a little bit where you really need to put it in your 4x4 because there's a waterfall step up. You got to get over 2 boulders that are decent size. They're about half the size of your tire, and you have to have tire placement, a spotter to let you know where your tire's lined up to get up and over that one section. Mm-hmm. But that's the only part that's considered the beginner trail. But there's parts of it that the manzanita and the bushes are so grown through that my Jeep, the last time, there was over 1.5-2 miles where I got wisps the whole time because we were out of time. We did it the one way. So this time, December 9th, instead of going down to the low campground and going down the hill and around the loop that way, we are going to go up to the fire lookout and go the back way and start the back way through so that we have the time to hit those couple of miles that
were extremely grown over.
So can you get lost? No, you can't get lost because the trails are...
it's just a loop.
It's a loop, yeah. And there's only certain parts where you can pass each other. It's for the most part, it's an impassable.
Okay.
You know, if you're going one way and cars are coming the other way, there's going to be, quarter mile to a half mile, you might have to back up a mile to be able to pass somebody.
Who has the right of way?
That is a fabulous question, Dave. Thank you so much for asking. That's one of the most common issues on a trail is who has the right of way.
Well, they're arguing, hey, back up. No, you back up. No, you back up.
Right. Who's going to back up?
Then you're throwing rocks at each other.
Yes. So for those going up the hill to those coming down the hill, who do you think has right of way?
I think the people coming up the hill.
Coming up the hill. Going down the hill.
Yeah. Does the hill
has more stability
than the ones
than
coming,
the coming
up
the
hill.
So the one coming down the hill needs to give right away and provide.
And they need to back up. You know how I know that?
Back up to the ones coming up the hill.
Because I failed my driver's test like twice in a row. And that was one of the questions that was the last one I missed.
Yep.
And she goes, you got to do it again. Oh, man.
Yes. Yeah.
But so it doesn't make sense. You think the one coming
down the hill down the would hill. Have right away yeah, because but, of the speed going down the hill or anything like that. But your car has more control going down the hill than the car coming up the hill.
Correct.
The car coming up the hill, if it turns incorrectly,
you're in trouble.
You can be in a precarious situation depending on.
Do FJs fit on that trail?
They do.
Is there anything an FJ doesn't fit?
Not that I'm aware of. They're pretty dependable.
Have you taken on some pretty serious challenges?
I wouldn't say that, only because it is my daily.
And you don't want to wad it up?
Yeah. Have you done Fish Creek in Anza Borrego?
Oh, I've done all of that stuff.
And the squeeze and everything.
Anza's my favorite place.
Yes.
Yeah. Is it really?
Yeah.
I'm definitely a desert girl. Yeah.
They did a run 2 weeks prior to the Lost Lizard where it was like a three-day camping. So they went out, they overnighted. And so you were just in your car. They met up at one destination. They rode, 30, 40 miles across the desert. Stopped in the middle of nowhere, camped out for the night, got up, made breakfast the next morning, hit the trail, went another 30, 40 miles, camped out for that night.
And when you say they, who are they?
The FJ Cruiser Club. It's one of the runs that they do annually.
It's one of our most popular.
You should see her grinning.
Because it's amazing. You see everything out there, and the people and then are always some. Great.
Yeah.
It's such teamwork. We're all on radios communicating, and we get from A to B, and it's really great to see my people also grow in their skill level. Yeah. And that's my favorite thing to watch. When I have newbies come out who've never even been in four-wheel drive, and I jump in and teach them how to put it different gears, and by the end of the trip, they're golden, and they have caught the fever. They're on the trails from there on out.
Now they can't wait to go explore.
Yeah,
it's great. And we have a lot of female drivers too, which is really exciting.
Yeah, isn't that? Mm-hmm. I mean, and not just off-roading. This morning, you just seen all the girls that had Mustangs. This one lady had just got her brand new Dark Horse. She just ordered it. She's been waiting for it. She was like a kid in a candy store. And I think that is because whoever said a girl couldn't go off road?
I don't know. I've
must have been some stupid
life.
Guy, huh?
Yeah. We don't have any of those in our group, so that's good.
Yeah.
No.
Well, because you proved yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and the girls wheel just as hard as the boys.
Well,
amazing.
And this one, I talked her into doing the Rebel Rally. She probably would have won it. If she hadn't helped all the other girls.
My goal was just top 10.
Yeah, but she could have won it because how many vehicles did you help?
The last day in Glamis, we did 16 rescues.
Hadn't done 16 rescues, I'm telling you, she could have.
We would have placed much better.
Yeah, much
better. We placed 24th out of 52.
That's not bad.
Which is first time out.
Yeah. But the 2 days in Glamis, the first day in Glamis, we did 16 rescues.
We got to take a break. Glamis,
Brendan
was twisting his head around three ways, so I...
Well, not being in the right studio with our little mix-up.
Well, I can always see him. Him and I have this vibe. So we're going to take a quick break. This is SDORC Dirt Radio, brought to you by Bent Motorsports, right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Hey, folks, welcome back. You're listening to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, we got Audrey in the house, and we've got the lady from San Diego FJ Cruisers. We're just talking off-road. December 9th, there's going to be a cleanup at Corral Canyon. Everybody that can go four-wheel drive is more than welcome.
Yes.
It's a great cleanup. You're going to get fed. You'll have fun. You'll meet like-minded people.
Yes.
And it'll just, it really will be a good time had by all, as the old saying's going.
Our biggest deal for that is that the U.S. Forest, we work with them. We get our letter of agreement in place for it. And then everybody who comes signs the volunteer sheet. And then the volunteer sheet gets grant match hours for it. So they'll get money for each of the volunteers, and then they'll get grant match money for the volunteers as well. Our last cleanup, we raised them just over $47,000, which helps to pay either payroll for a forest ranger and or last year in 2022, they used the money to buy an excavator to help with the trail maintenance and keeping the trails because surprisingly, Corral Canyon, Bruckman Springs gets a lot of rain out there in that area.
Hold on a second.
And it gets
your
rutted
folks
out.
Can hear us?
Yeah.
I can hear us now.
Okay,
we those paid trails, our bill. They get rutted out pretty bad. So it's great for us to get out there and do this with them, work with the Forest Service so that they can use help raise these funds to
right.
to keep it open and what we need to do.
Well, lady, you'll appreciate this. I've been found this new thing that I complain about. The government is using our money to try to close down the desert. So that means we have to use our money and spend our money on trying to keep our deserts open while the government uses our money to try to close it.
I agree.
Yes. Isn't there something wrong with that scenario?
Oh, definitely. It should be open use. And, you know, to go off of what you just said, I think that'd be a great time to mention, you know, if you aren't a member of SDORC, you should go online and get a membership.
And Corva.
Yeah, definitely. And Corva.
And Blue Ribbon
Coalition.
Blue
Ribbon Coalition is national.
Yes.
Corva and SDORC are local state organizations, but Blue Ribbon Coalition is a national organization. So I do actually, I'm a member of them as well. I donate $25 a month to the Blue Ribbon Coalition. Blue Ribbon Coalition, so a lot of people don't realize and don't know that when we talk public lands, the majority of the public lands in the United States are on the West Coast. Anything east of the Mississippi River is pretty much privately owned land since the colonies began back in the day. There's not very much public land available. The public land that's there is forest for hunting.
Right.
And the usage that's there, there's not really many off-road areas. Everything that you can off-road, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you use it for hunting and you use it for fishing.
But you don't have dunes.
But you don't have not like that on the East Coast. All of that's generally on the West Coast.
That's why when they come out here, they love it out here because...
You're right. And there's nothing like our deserts on the East Coast. The East Coast is more lush, more foresty. And
just think of Maine.
Exactly.
That's probably the easiest way to explain it. Yeah. And there's fire trails and logging trails and what have you, but not something where you have the challenges of growing up
like we have here.
Yeah,
not like Utah, New Mexico, Nevada.
And we have
there's
a variety
no
out here.
We
out
do.
Here.
That's the amazing part too.
Mm-hmm. And what sucks is especially with the AB 3030, the Assembly Bill 3030, and then the Federal 3030 with what they're trying to do to lock down 30% of the land, air, and water by 2030. They don't take our existing parks that are in place and consider that into it. So it's really scary. So it's vital. It's I can't even tell you the word. It's so important for you to be a member of the Blue Ribbon Coalition to have, because I can tell you how many of you are following what's going on. How many of you know what happened?
How many
in Moab?
Of you even know?
How many of you commented on the trail closures in Moab 3 years ago when it came out? How many of you followed it for the last 3 years of what's happened in Moab? We mentioned it probably once every 6 months on radio because we followed it, but we weren't really following it.
Yeah, but did you hear what's going on in Moab now? The river rafters, are trying to shut down anybody and everybody else.
Yeah. Yeah, that's one of the main ones.
Well,
that's one
money
of the main
brings
trails
river
that
rafters
closed.
In.
One of the off-roaders that brought them to the trail to get them to the river for them to get to where they need to go. There's no logic. There's no rhyme or reason.
So don't
behind.
Be reactive, folks.
No.
Be proactive.
Yeah,
no.
Get involved, definitely.
Because you will turn around one day
and they'll be gone.
And you'll say, "Oh," and the manufacturers that build off-road vehicles, side by sides, all these different vehicles. What are they? I mean, that's millions, maybe billions of dollars in their industry.
Oh, it's a multi-billion dollar industry.
And you don't see them jumping on board. Have you noticed
it's,
that?
It's difficult.
Which is odd.
It's difficult. I think they're trying to do so behind the scenes and not so much up in front because they don't want to show. They don't want to be cut out. The whole politics behind it and you know what they gain from it. If they come across in a certain manner, then they're not going to get certain things right. that they need.
But
done.
They should have more horsepower.
You would think.
Because you know they spend millions of dollars to the government,
yes.
whether it be taxes. You know, contributions, supporting different politicians.
Yeah.
But see, we just don't have enough off-road minded politicians. That's the problem.
Right, right. Or at least those that, again, it's the education, it's knowing. So when they think off-road, they don't, to me, when you think off-road, what's the first thing that you come across
glamis.
Or you think of?
You think glamis.
And you think the wild chaos. You think
oh,
crazy.
Parties.
And chaos. And that's what you think. You don't think about the people being out respectful and stewards of the land that are out there taking care of the land, cleaning it up and protecting it because we want to see it last longer. We want that beauty of Mother Nature there for us.
Well, I think of more and more people that don't like the off-road,
mm-hmm.
which have never been off-road.
I would have to agree with that.
Yeah.
We got to figure out a way to get them out
mm-hmm.
in the off-road. You know, if you took them out for a weekend and said, here's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I can see the stars.
Yeah.
Because you can't see the stars in San Diego, right?
No.
Right. It's absolutely beautiful, the amount of shooting stars.
And daytime and nighttime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Even I had family come in for the Lost Lizard November 4th. I had family come from Yuma. And Yuma is not that big of a town, in my opinion. It's mainly agriculture. So there's not that many city lights out there because it's a lot of agriculture light, right? So you would think that they would be able to see good. Well, the Milky Way was beautiful November 4th, and it was just stunningly bright. And I was like, look, we're standing directly under the Milky Way. And they're like, what's the Milky Way? And I was like, what do you mean, what's the Milky Way? You're looking at it.
And you whipped out a Milky Way a candy bar and say, this is what the Milky Way is.
Yeah. No, it's just, it's crazy.
But we all need to get, and we need to find, you know, we just need to get, you know, the Kid Rocks of the world.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You almost need to get somebody of notoriety that loves the off-road, that's willing to go in front of Sacramento, D.C., mm-hmm. and fight and just, you know, don't give it up.
Yeah.
Because like you said, once you get out there and to get away from laptops, phones, and all of this
mm-hmm.
stuff, get off the couch
yeah.
and actually go out and spend a day in God's country
yeah.
and see what's actually you haven't seen. Mm-hmm. That's why it makes me crazy when somebody says, well, I'm going to Europe this weekend or next week. I go, why are you going to Europe? You've been to the Grand Canyon? Well, no.
No.
Well, and what are you going over there for?
Right.
Wait till you see the Grand Canyon. You will be blown away. Ride a donkey to the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, do something, you know.
Yeah,
so
I'm really excited for Corral Canyon. The rain that we've had, the Corral Canyon, the waterfalls and the streams and the creeks.
I didn't even think of
this. The last time we were out at Corral Canyon, we were stopping, we're trimming trails and stuff. We had pulled up to a little creek. I took my shoes off, put my feet in the creek, decided to flip up one or two rocks. Guess what I found? Salamanders. How long has it been since I've seen a salamander?
They seen your big old
black
feet,
on the
and
top
they just
and
took
red
off.
On the bottom. The
right?
slimy little lizard thingy
right?
that's in the water. And
they seen your big old feet and said, ah! And no. they all went upstream at about 180 mile an hour. Did you see those toes?
Yeah, she probably was barefoot.
Yeah, she probably was. And all the little salamanders are now in therapy.
Oh, jeez.
Say, did you see all those toes? Oh, my. They thought they were fat little salamanders. Look, the family's visiting. It must be Thanksgiving.
I would laugh.
Let's take a quick break. This is SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back. You are listening to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
This show is brought to you by Bent Motorsports. Just to let you know, they're out beyond service. They are a shop that will do anything and everything. They're master techs. They can work on your vehicle, especially if you're into the off-road world. And you can tell by the name Bent Motorsports that they'll fix anything and everything. 760-442-1955. They're at 382 Enterprise Street in San Marcos. So if you ever need any kind of service or help, David will be more than happy to jump on board and take care of all of your off-road needs.
Yeah, what do they have? The second Tuesday is Tony's Pizzeria.
Yeah.
In Vista.
Up in Vista.
And
all the off-roaders
awesome
show
meet
up.
And greet there.
Yeah.
I went a couple months ago, and there was well over 40 rigs. Just awesome rigs
see.
From the newbie that had just bought theirs that was coming to check out everybody else's rigs to see what they wanted done to
see
the one that
do.
Was just built to the tilt, exo-caged out.
Great.
40s, the whole nine yards, yeah. And then they have Wiener Wednesdays.
Wiener Wednesday, what's that?
Wiener Wednesday is the third Wednesday of the month, I believe, and then they do a contest. They have a hot dog eating contest that they give you a trophy for, and then again, it's another rig meet and greet that they just do on the third Wednesday for Wiener Wednesday.
Okay.
So it's a lot of fun. Bent Motorsports, I don't know if you follow them on Instagram or not. David's pretty awesome. They have an amazing crew with them. And they are so funny. It's actually one of the reasons why I started going up to them was their videos and what they do and just the personality that came from them was great. And so I'd been introduced to them from the Off-Road Vehicle Club. Rob, the Off-Road Vehicle Club. And so he introduced him to me for the Lost Lizard to have them try and get involved in it and be a sponsor of it probably 8 years ago or so.
Wow.
And I'm not a North County girl. I'm an East County girl.
I tell everybody you have to have a passport to go to North County.
I know, right? It's like a whole different.
It's like another world.
It's like another world
or
in
another
North County.
Another city.
Exactly. So I forgot all about them until their Instagrams, their videos started popping up in my stuff. So
right.
Then I went up and I hung out with them for
you were hooked.
A Tony's Tuesday. I hung out with them for a Tony's Tuesday. And then I went back three or four times, just had a great time with them. They're such a fun crew.
Yeah. And what day was, is it Wiener Wednesday?
Wiener Wednesday is the third Wednesday of the month. Tony's
Pizzeria,
Tuesday is, no, I think it's at their shop.
Oh, so they barbecue.
They barbecue at the shop, I believe. Yeah, and they have contests at the shop. There's different things to do on the different Wednesdays. They set up all sorts of different games, different hilarious contests that they will film and put on. So definitely follow them on Instagram. They're freaking amazing.
Right.
And if you need anything done to your vehicle in the North County, I would definitely recommend.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm East County and I have Lifestyle Garage and all of them, but Dave's so awesome that when I had some stuff done and Lifestyle couldn't fit me in, I took it up to Bent and had him put new tires on. He put on my muffler skid plate. I had him do a front skid plate, and then my winch wasn't working, so I had him fix my winch. And, you know, they're great. They love, you know.
Right. Well, they love the industry is what it is, and you want industry people to work on your vehicle. I mean, just
you
that
need
simple.
To know, because just like as your one friend from the Gun Owners Association put 40s on her on her Jeep and then tried to drive cross country, and the person
she didn't try, she drove cross country
in
limp mode
because the person who installed the 40-inch tires on her Jeep did not know that you have to go into the computer, you have to fix things in the computer, you have
so
to
they kept telling her all these other things that were wrong. So she drove to the East Coast and drove back. Stopped at a couple of dealerships, but the dealerships don't know.
Nope.
The dealerships only deal with what that vehicle comes with from the factory.
They don't upgrade or accessorize.
They don't even have the tools.
They don't
to
like
do
to touch aftermarket parts either.
No, not in the least. So she drove with her family all the way back. I'm surprised that Jeep is still running.
I'm kind of surprised too. It won't go over 50 miles an hour because it's in limp mode.
Which is frustrating.
And you're driving 3,000 miles cross country.
And nobody
my goodness.
Will tell you. And it was her and her son.
Yeah. And
her
Dave,
husband was in the military and he was on the East Coast.
And Dave was like, oh, that's a simple little thing. You just put a little flash in and flash the computer and it's done. It's like, oh, because you're knowledgeable and you know what you're doing. Yeah. It's amazing when you deal with somebody who actually knows what they're doing.
Well, and I have to say, being an old service manager of the new car world, they should have said, look, you're going to have to take it to an off-road shop that deals with this.
Yeah.
That's what they should have told her.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just saying, well, we don't know what to tell you. Yeah. Just keep driving it.
Well, I had Toyota tell me that I needed to take all my aftermarket parts off and put it back to factory, and I gave him the dirtiest look, and I said, don't ever say that to someone whose vehicle is that built up.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't spend all that money for you to tell me to put it back to factory. Yeah. Uh-uh.
Now, if you don't want my business, then just tell me you don't want my business.
Yeah, exactly. You know?
Right.
And they'll go, and excuse me, let me talk to your service manager and make sure that we're on the same page that you don't want my business.
Right.
Because, you could have probably went in for something simple, right?
Well, it's like even with an alignment, they'll put it at factory specs. Like if you take it to the dealer, well, you can't do that once you've changed your control arm, put a lift up your tires. It just goes out of alignment so fast.
Right. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Which I have to say, that's just a good, unless you find a dealer that'll work out, then don't even bother.
Right. That reminds me, as soon as you said alignment and we're here on Bent Motorsports Hour, that Dave Beckett, he's a master tech. And when we had him on air with me, he said he was going to do a class. He was going to coordinate a cast. I'm going to get back in contact with him and make him do
start
that
bugging.
I want to learn. So the alignment, he says that, when you have it built up like that, it's really easy to go in and actually adjust your alignment, hand adjust your alignment if you know what you're doing.
You can do it with string.
And so he's going to teach, he's going to get with SDORC, and SDORC is going to host a class that Dave's going to run, and he's going to teach all of us how to do a proper alignment on our vehicles.
I'd be down for that.
Yeah, you can actually do it with a ball of string and a tape measure.
Yeah.
And if you just wrap it around the vehicle, and then you adjust it, and then the wheel will move, and then when the wheel touches the string, flat, front and rear.
How cool.
It's a line.
So, Dave, you've got to be there with David.
Absolutely.
And we will need to coordinate a class. I don't know if we'll do it in December or January. I'll talk to David and see what his schedule is see. And then where can we do the class is going to be the big thing.
Not everybody has a passport, so we'll have to probably bring him down into San Diego.
We'll have to centralize it somehow or another.
Or maybe 1 month do it in North County, another month do it in San Diego.
And do a couple of them.
And another month, down in Chula Vista.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
But you're going to, and that would definitely be a sign up.
Yeah, yeah, you have to sign up for the class to come because we can't have too many vehicles.
And what I would do, and I'll talk to Dave, is everybody that takes the class pays $20. And then the $20
it's 25. It's you have to be a member of SDORC.
Okay.
Yeah.
But and then that money goes to SDORC.
Yeah, that's what we talked about was you have to be an SDORC member.
Dave won't charge anything for it.
No, he's an SDORC member to get in. That was his deal with me because I was telling him we were pushing membership.
I totally. And I think that's a great way to raise money because you are actually teaching somebody something and they're getting more than a hamburger and a T-shirt.
Yeah, because
I'd rather have something I could use on an everyday basis.
Oh, I've been out on the trail and had my wheel just slide over and between the pumpkin and my wheel just get jammed on a rock so bad that it's put my alignment out so bad that just even driving, because I don't trailer mine the majority of the time unless we're going to go somewhere and stay in camp.
I don't think you've ever trailered it.
Oh, no, we have, yeah. Yeah.
I would say the cost of the class and the membership for SDORC well covers itself. I mean, you think going to have your vehicle aligned is at least $100 a pop.
Think
about all the money you'd be saving, and that money would be going towards a good cause.
Right.
Yeah. Keep the trails open.
It's a win-win. And that's what we need to do more and more with all these different groups.
Yeah.
Tierra del Sol, Corva, SDORC.
Yeah.
You know, we need to start doing, and even Scoonies side-by-side.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he wants to do a side-by-side safety class.
The class, yeah. He wants to teach people how to utilize theirs.
And then, even something as simple as putting your vehicle on a trailer and how to winch it down.
Yeah, because I can tell you, I've seen people going down the freeway on the way out to the desert, and I'm like trying to get by them so fast because I'm looking at how they got their stuff tied down, and they do not know how to properly strap you. You can't tie down to a tire. You cannot tie down to a tire whatsoever.
Unless
it's the full one that wraps around.
Like you see on a tow truck.
Yes, correct. Unless it's the full wraparound that it is. And people don't do that. They think they can just do a tie down through the wheel, the rim, and it's going to be okay.
Oh, I like the one where they have the tie down over here, and then they roll it over through the front roll bar, and then go over to this one, and then just winch it down.
Yep.
Just kind of pulling the nose down.
Oh, my gosh.
No, I know.
I know.
When you see your side-by-side bouncing down the freeway, that, you know, is he going to be proactive or reactive? You got two choices.
And the other big one on that one is the weight distribution on it and how you load your trailer and how you have all your different weight. Because, you know, it's 60 in the front, 40 in the back. And you don't want you want the majority of the weight up on the tongue weight. Because if not, as you're going down the freeway, you're going to be working in and out of it.
Or you can do like I do and buy a trailer where you've got this much 2 inches clearance in the front and 2 inches clearance in the rear, 2 inches on the sides. And I mean, what if you don't roll it up there right, you ain't going to get it on a trailer. Right. Well, trailers are so expensive.
They are. They've gone up a lot.
Dude, I sold my trailer to the lady and her kid.
You know, exactly.
And then I went to replace it. It was like double the price.
Yeah. Yeah. We brought our 20-foot flatbed trailer 2.5, 3 years ago. I paid $1,800 for my trailer.
Now you're going to pay three.
Oh, a minimum. Minimum.
So
for 35.
So my wife went to breakfast, and I met her, and she took one of our cars. And I have it always up against the trailer hitch of my trailer. And I got a lock on it. I got everything. But I do not want anybody stealing my trailer.
No.
She parked it on the asphalt, so I went and got another vehicle and I put my club on the van. I turned my wheels. Become a member
of SDORC. $25 annual membership helps us to do what we have to do. We got to file a lawsuit. We need a lobbyist and representation in Sacramento. Get involved. Speak up.
Join.
Yep.
Lady, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
And because all your friends knew I was going to beat your butt, I expect you to send me an email so we can get the FJ Club on KUSI.
You bet.
Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl, the program that is working to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. To learn more about SDORC and how you can get involved, visit SDORC.org. That's SDORC.org. Join us next week at this same time for more of the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles while protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. This has been San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio on The Answer San Diego.